6 minutes after the hour, 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. All you homeschool moms, homeschool kids, homeschool dads, Christian conservatives. I don't know, after yesterday's show, you can call yourself a deist, I guess. Hopefully you got that message. Everybody has a different opinion, which is always nice. And because of the fact that we still have freedom of speech in America, the number is 844-769-2944. If anything you have to contribute this morning in our first hour with open lines and news and all that other good stuff, first want to tell you, Ed McCabe with Oxygen America Products is going to be on our show at the top of next hour. And Power Hour Jay is going to chime in and talk about OxyLift as far as what she used to treat her husband who had COVID and experienced very low oxygen levels. So, yes, we have a variety of products at the Power Mall. 10% off on Silver Botanicals and Oxygen America products, of course. Basic Essentials, we have a 15% off Basic Essentials from OptiVita this week. And we also, because of the fact we're moving our warehouse, orders may be slightly delayed, but we'll get them to you. And, of course, you can get half off right now on closeouts. Iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc, and Isorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally. That's also on closeout. And, of course, the contact form on thepowerhour.com is having issues. It's been temporarily disabled. Email us directly at support@thepowerhour.com. I just got in the mail yesterday my first two We the People Are Pissed Off t-shirts featuring the Power Hour logo on the back. We're going to wear them to Myrtle Beach. And I guarantee you'll know who we are. But we'll be wearing those. And I'm going to be speaking the 14th, which is this coming Saturday, at 10:45 a.m. Central, 11:45 Eastern. For those of you that want to stream live, just go to thepowerhour.com. And look at the scrolling banner, because the streaming scenario will be up there to where you can watch, look and listen from 9 a.m. Eastern on. They open with prayers, Pledge of Allegiance, all the good stuff. And then from there, it opens up to all the representatives, the frontline doctors, the preachers, the political speakers. Eric Trump will be there on Saturday, as will General Michael Flynn both days. This is something that has been traveling the country now. This is episode 13 of Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour. And, of course, you know, your local radio station could be carrying the Power Hour. But if they're not, they're AM, FM, whatever the case may be. But we like news talk stations because that's why people tune in. And it was kind of funny because Larry Elder was asked a long time ago by, you know, Dennis Prager whether or not he liked talk show. And, you know, but this is before he became a talk show host. And the video on YouTube is hysterically funny. Had me in tears because he was talking about all of a sudden, you know, it says, well, let me ask you a question. Do you have arguments with your wife? He said, yeah, all the time. He goes, yeah, you'd fit right in here. So anyway, yeah, Larry is that's why he's doing what he's doing. That's why I supported him in his run for governor when they were trying to oust Gavin Newsom. But of course, we don't know whether or not they stole the election there, or whether the voters legitimately kept him there. Here's the thing. If you're voting, then vote for the person, not the party. Because if you want a Christian conservative in there, listen to the platform, do the deep dive research, make sure there's no skeletons that could come back to ambush your candidate you're going to vote for. And then go vote. Be part of the solution, not the problem. And speaking of solutions, if you're a small business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business, and support at thepowerhour.com is the email contact address for you to let us know you'd like to advertise. And, of course, when you make donations to the Power Hour, you know, and we want you to consider making a donation, you can, when the buymeacoffee.com banner pops up, you can click on that. There's three different levels of places to join. Plus, you can also call Power Hour J at 877-817-9829 and, or click the Support Us tab on our website, thepowerhour.com. You can send a donation to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65706. Every little bit helps, keeps us going, and, you know, we're trying to get the truth out there. In today's news, a few things happening. I know that Adam Angievsky, has uncovered $350 million in undisclosed royalties, which were paid to the National Institutes of Health and hundreds of its scientists, including Francis Collins and Fauci, Dr. Anthony Mangala, you know him, the one who likes to use experimental drugs and make money off of it while he's doing it. These are $350 million in royalties paid from third parties, paid to NIH scientists between 2010 and 20. This is from Open the Books CEO Adam Angievsky. It's just out. And, of course, the Senate has now passed a bill to give police protection to families of Supreme Court justices. Passed unanimously yesterday. The Supreme Court Police Parity Act would provide police protection to immediate families of the nine justices and other officers of the court if the marshal determines that such protection is necessary according to the legislation. And why is that? Well, you know, for example, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, he's paying the price for authoring the draft opinion that was leaked last week. It's everybody showed up at his house protesting his drafting of the Roe v. Wade overturning decision. And, of course, he canceled an appearance at the Fifth Judicial U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals conference. No official reason given, but because that opinion got leaked, and I would venture to say that it was either out of the offices of Sotomayor or Jackson, it's got to be a liberal, because only they would react that way. You see, this is the thing. When you peg them like that, unless you were a conservative judge, law clerk, that said, ha ha, guess what we could do? We could fix those Democrat law clerks. We could fix that Democrat judge, that liberal judge. We could fix her by simply leaking this opinion out. You ever stop to think that may be what happened? That's one of the reasons why Chief Judge John Roberts is investigating all of the law clerks. They want to get to the bottom of it. A protest against legal corruption impacting families is going to be taking place tomorrow in Sacramento, California, in front of the state capitol building, West Steps. It's sponsored by Families Resist, which focuses on the devastating impact of child protective services on families and kids. Families Resist is partnering with other organizations. The protest is going to include advocates concerned about the abuse of the elderly and disabled through court-authorized guardianships. Yes, it happens all the time, folks. It's no longer safe to grow old in America. Apparently, it isn't safe to grow up here either, according to this article that you're going to be able to read on our email blast. An Alabama law making it a felony to conduct gender transition surgeries or provide puberty blockers or other hormone treatments to kids under the age of 19 went into effect yesterday. You can get 10 years in the slammer if you're convicted of violating any of those things. It's called the Alabama Vulnerable Child Protection Act. And, of course, Governor Kay Ivey told opponents like Press Secretary of the White House, Peppermint Patty, Alabama's going to continue protecting our kids and not letting out of state liberals like Jen Psaki in the Biden White House tell us what to do. Yeah, who wants Scarecrow telling your kids what to do? Who wants that? Our zip code, by the way, is 65814. For those of you who missed that, 65814 is our zip code. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri. I'm looking at different show notes here that are coming in my way. So just to let you know that if you're making note of our new address. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightweight is issuing an LGBTQ call to arms over the Supreme Court leak. Yeah, let's get Biden to quit. That's what I thought LGBTQ meant. But no, it's all part of the dark side. You know, it's one thing to keep what you do in the confines of your home or your property. It's entirely another when you take it to the streets and you start fear-mongering, throwing Molotov cocktails at places. That is arson. It is a crime. And whoever did that to that pro-life center in Wisconsin is going to get prosecuted. They're going to get to the bottom of that. Fire department got that put out fairly quickly, so it wasn't a total loss. For those of you who despise Jeffrey Epstein and think what he did was horrible, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, a judge just quietly reduced her sentence by 10 years. That's right. They were trying to get the guilty verdict overturned, or defense attorneys were, claiming the trial was tainted because one of the jurors had been a victim of sexual abuse. The court didn't overturn the verdict, but now we're hearing that the sentence just went down by 10 years. She may still die in prison, folks. Newly released notes taken by high-level DOJ officials during a March 6, 2017 meeting with FBI leadership are exposing some of the links the FBI engaged in an effort to cover up its spying on the 2016 campaign of then-President Donald Trump. Yeah, FBI was panicking. Meaning that the notes were taken 2 days after Trump's March 4th, 2017 tweet, in which he accused former President Barack Obama of having wiretapped Trump Tower. The tweet panicked FBI leadership, who were unsure exactly how much Trump knew about their efforts to tie him with Russia collusion allegations. You see, and this kind of a story right here goes to show you how you cannot trust our government. You cannot trust Merrick Garland. He's a commie pig. You can't trust the FBI. They're jackbooted fascists and thugs. Same with DEA and BATF. They're all the same way. All I got to do is talk about Ruby Ridge and Waco, and that usually brings up some vile acts because they showed up there and, you know what happened then. This is what they gear up for, folks. Showing up at your doorstep, accusing you of something, and if you try to resist, they blow your head off. And, of course, there are those of you out there that think that Vicki Weaver's head was not blown off by Lon Horiuchi, and that Lon Horiuchi wasn't there at Waco. Were you, Lon? Were you taking shots at the Waco people, Lon? What were you doing there? Were you there? We think you were. Obviously, somebody else is doing some research on this. Speaking of militarization, could we have a European Union army? We have a story for you. You can read the whole list of the conferences. That's the EU's 49 recommendations, which was published on April 27th. If you're so inclined, we'll include that on our email blast. Taliban drivers, of course, in Dubai are striking until their pay demands are met. After similar action by Deliveroo drivers earlier in May, foreign food delivery workers in the UAE have staged a mass walkout calling for better pay and working conditions in a rare instance of industrial action in the country. The strike followed similar action earlier this month in which foreign workers forced another company to suspend plans to cut pay. It's amazing how that works. It's bad enough we can't find people to work in this country, but now they're actually striking over there. Shortages of Ukrainian and Russian grain, of course, means famine in many parts of the world, more migration pressure, people are leaving. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has warned that shortages of Ukrainian and Russian grain caused by the war and associated Russo-Western sanctions class will likely cause famine and new migration waves. People will leave. They're going to go where there's food. So you got to love that. And a decision to join NATO is coming to a head this week in Finland and Sweden, where Russians' invasions of Ukraine has shattered long-held belief that remaining outside the military alliance was the best way to avoid trouble with their giant neighbor. If Finland's president and the governing Social Democrats in both countries come out in favor of accession in the next few days, NATO could soon add two members right on Russia's doorstep. That would be historic development for the two Nordic countries. Sweden has avoided military alliances for more than 200 years. Finland adopted neutrality after being defeated by the Soviet Union in World War II. Now all of a sudden they're going to join NATO? Wonder how that's going to go over. You think Comrade Vladimir is still going to launch that nuke. They start parking all sorts of weaponry and warheads in Finland and Sweden. What do you think's going to happen? You have the opportunity to chime in if you so like. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Because of everything that's happening in Europe, these folks are feeling it directly, especially in Germany. A team of officials led by the Ministry for Economic Affairs has been working on a contingency plan in the event of an abrupt halt in Russian gas supplies. We're talking about emergency loans and rationing, crisis plan being developed by the Germans because the Russian gas supply might be disrupted. The government could take over control of the PCK refinery operated by Russia's Rosneft in Schwedt near Poland. According to sources, the refinery accounting for most of Germany's remaining Russian oil imports would be hardest hit by an EU embargo. So all of these stories we're talking to you about right now, News of the World, can be read on our email blast. But you just have to go to the Power Hour, if you haven't already done so, and sign up for it. And if you have internet, that's especially a good thing. Lots of things happening nationally. The Republicans, especially Rand Paul made an appearance on Jesse Waters primetime, said he was working with lawmakers to dissolve Biden's so-called disinformation governance board. You know, it's amazing. Jankowicz has already been, you know, Jankowicz, she's already been on spewing about disinformation, about critical race theory. Yeah, she's already spewing that. Yes, those who are spewing that critical race theory is being taught in the schools are disinformation junkies. We know better. Evidence. You want evidence? Look at Virginia. What happened in Loudoun County? There's your evidence. And it's spreading all over. We've had Iowa Mama Bears on our show. They talked about critical race theory and all the garbage that these schools are doing. They managed to get 4 school board members out of there. So you wonder what they're doing. You want to know how to get involved. The community is where you get involved. The Biden administration is building out a nascent White House office for strengthening federal cybersecurity policy and strategy by hiring a prominent Microsoft executive and former CIA official, multiple people familiar with the matter, telling CNN. Of course they're going to tell CNN. Kemba Anais Walden, who led a Microsoft program to counter ransomware, is going to serve as principal deputy national cyber director. Oh, that should be fun. Walden's going to be the linchpin for the office and work closely with national cyber director Chris Inglis, a source familiar with the announcement, told the Communist News Network. They must really be wondering whether or not we're going to have multiple cyber attacks. And of course, Biden's, you know, he can't have one outgoing, you know, 3 days from now, Jen Psaki, Peppermint Patty, isn't going to be press secretary anymore. Karine Jean-Pierre, she's going to be the new press secretary. And they're all now claiming Trump stole the 2016 election. Hey, tit for tat. That's right. Scarecrow has a new press secretary, and she's already mouthing off things that are designed to further divide the country. All the Democrats will be screaming bloody murder, and the Republicans, of course, will do the same thing. That's what is wrong with our two-party system. It's really one party. Both sides of the coin have been played to get us all pissed off and worked up. And, you know, when that happens and the divisiveness begins, well, the proverbial caca then hits the fan, and it has. All I got to do is talk about what happened with 2020 and George Floyd. You can play the race card, play the CRT card, the unpatriotic card, the anti-American card. And you're a white supremacist, you can play that card. Anytime that people don't like each other, there's a label out there because America's become a nation of brands. We like labels. We like throwing labels at people because it hurts. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but Labels really piss me off. Yeah. See, this is why Kyle Rittenhouse, I wish he would go after Scarecrow. I really wish he would. I wish he'd sue him for defamation of character just to drag his ass out in the media. And I'm talking about the imbecile at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that called him a white supremacist. He's one to talk, hanging out with Robert Byrd, former KKK. Yeah. See the hypocrisy running rampant in our government? It's no wonder everybody's unsettled here. And a woman walking her dog in East Hollywood found a box of 104 unopened mail-in ballots on the sidewalk last Saturday evening. Christina Rapassi, the woman who found the ballots, said she saw the USPS box just sitting there filled with envelopes. When she picked one up to investigate, she realized they were ballots. So, you know, she's on Fox 11 out there. She took the ballots home for safekeeping while she determined what to do with them. She then began sending videos of the ballots to popular social media accounts, asking them to share the content. Finally, she called politicians in the sheriff's department asking what to do. Duh, Christina, you should have called the sheriff first. She got an email back from a deputy in so many words saying, wasn't their problem, contact the United States Postal Service. L.A. County Registrar's Office eventually contacted her to pick them up. Registrar Dean Logan personally drove there to get them. So, you know, understand these boxes of ballots, the USPS has launched an investigation into the mystery of the box ballots. This is our election system, folks. We got to do something to change things. It's not going to work in our favor too well. More news information and your phone calls after this break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Cap, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. LivingStream's probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your LivingStream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and LivingStream's probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with LivingStream's probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. LivingStream's probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
One minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. 844-769-2944, the number to call. News and open lines. The open lines means you can get on the horn and say anything you want, whatever comes to mind, as long as it's civil and decent. Yeah, we still have freedom of speech here in America, folks. The Satanic Temple. Now, this is something that should pique your interest. You know, we were romping around in a world that's not our own. It's bad enough. You know, the Satanists are sticking their ugly heads into this whole thing. Well, Roe v. Wade is no different. The Satanic Temple released a statement arguing they're going to fight in court for the right to religious abortion. Really, how does that work? Said its adherents should be permitted religious exemptions or exceptions to perform religious abortion rituals in states that have put up barriers to the controversial procedure. It's committed to protecting religious abortion access for its members. Oh, so that means that anybody going to, according to the way this news story is worded, Fox, that means you have to be a member of the Satanic Temple in order to have religious abortion access, because it says its members. It can't file a class action lawsuit on behalf of everybody, because, see, the thing is with class action lawsuits, there all has to be a commonality. You know, and if I was the attorney defending that lawsuit and I lined up everybody in the class and said, okay, I need a list of everybody and their phone number so I can call and find out whether they're members of the Satanic Temple. Because if they're not, they don't apply to the class action. Sadly, it only takes 4 people to be members for the to stick. However, they cannot go out and claim that every woman who's on her backside getting pregnant and going on welfare. I don't mind telling you, I have friends and family members that have done that. Gotten pregnant and gone on welfare and milked the system. And we're very good at it. And that's a problem when you have women that know how to do this. But the thing is that the Satanic Temple, I mean, really, they're going to go after all these states that are outlawing abortion, that do not grant exemptions. And they're going to sue the FDA to permit TSD access, access to mifepristone and misoprostol for use under medical supervision as part of the religious abortion ritual. Oh, this must be the morning after pill. Or pills that induce abortion. Tom in Michigan, how are you this morning?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you were talking earlier about the one-party system, and I guess I have to agree it's all part of the same bird, but actually I see it as my working theory is it's a four-party system. Both of the two major parties are split. And yeah, you know, I think it's relatively profound what's going on, and that's what leads me to believe that the USA is now become the fourth beast in the Book of Daniel, the one it had the four heads and the four wings, and looked like a leopard. You know, just going from memory.
Oh, you're talking about the statue that was put out in front of the UN.
I should be talking about the third beast. The fourth beast is all of them together. That's the mirror of the dragon in Revelation. And in Revelation, there's the red dragon with the seven heads and the ten horns. And but the only difference between the beast government and the actual red dragon is the crowns are on the head on the dragon, but they're on the horns on the beast. So, you know, basically we're being used to basically as a club, you know, to go around and, you know. So, I mean, once that fourth beast comes into being, that's the end. That's, you know, that beast becomes destroyed. But, it's chapter 7 in Daniel. That was, your guest was real interesting yesterday. He's an interesting guy. I heard him interviewed on by George Norrie. And the whole idea about the Mandela effect, there's something going on. I kind of believe in a kind of a multiverse, but basically probably all the universes, they kind of exist in the same place, but they're in the mind of God. So kind of like we're living in a matrix. And, you know, that's in the scriptures where they talk about, you know, saying to the mountain, you know, to go and, you know, be cast into the sea. Things like that, it seems to me, unless it's just poetic. It means some people say, well, that's your problems. Your problems might seem like a mountain in front of you, but if you have faith, you know, you can just, you know, tell them to get out of your way and they'll be gone. And I'm older too, you know, and that's, you learn a lot about the hereafter when you get older. It's like I go upstairs to find something and then I'm looking around wondering what I'm hereafter. So.
Yeah, you're hereafter for the hereafter. I get that, Tom. Yeah, in the four beasts, eeny, meeny, miny, and mo. All right. Hello! All right. All right, so there you have it, Tom. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to call in. There's so many, you know, so many interesting little things to talk about these days. We're in interesting times, but hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Aaron Rodgers once said, if science can't be questioned, it's propaganda. The U.S. has become the heavyweight champion of the propaganda with its Ministry of Truth. 1984. That's right. You Orwellian freaks out there. Now, head medical tyrant Dr. Anthony Mangala says he's concerned over the anti-science attitude. Well, gee, I wonder why that's... he's upset at people who question his official narrative. The guy is a blowhard. Seriously. If he was standing in front of me right now, I'd punch his lights out. The guy is a pathological liar. He's the only sociopath I know, at least one of them anyway, delighted in the Ministry of Truth, because they get to tell people to shut up, take away their medical licenses, and God knows what else. Because, as you know, Fauci is science. If you're attacking him, you're attacking science. I mean, what a moron. He calls senators a moron. Yeah, I got news for him. Remember the old saying about pointing a finger forward, four point back at you. Remember that one? Anti-science attitude, my foot. I'd like to take that size 13 foot of mine and put it up Mr. Fauci's keister and tell him he's outlived his purpose serving the United States government. He's made a mockery out of science, murdered a bunch of people with his remdesivir, and now they want to stick it into babies? This is our problem with science, folks. We have 220 million people out there that have gotten the jab and boosters, and they're getting sick, and they're in denial. Oh, it couldn't have been the jab. Why would the government want to kill us? It's obvious they're not paying attention. Oh, well, let's go to church on Sunday and get some, you know, get some satisfaction here so we can go sin the rest of the week. Yeah, you see, it's the same bunch that basically made the government their God. This is a bigger part of our problem, Tom. You just called about the four beasts in Revelation. You know, we spend a whole lot of time messing around trying to think about all this data out there and our interpretation of it. And we've gotten ourselves so worked up that we can't live. And if it isn't our offshoot into the Word of God and looking at various places, like the guy that used to open up the good book to get his penance for the day, he had to repent, and so whatever the Bible said, he was going to open it up, and he was going to put his finger on the Word of God, close his eyes, put his finger down. He did that, and the verse said, and Judas went and hanged himself. Oh, well, that can't be right. So he closes his eyes, flips a few more pages, and puts his finger down, and it says, go and do thou likewise. He's like, oh, no, that can't be true. So he closes his eyes, flips a few more pages, puts his finger down, opens his eyes, and looks, and it says, what thou must do, do as quickly. You see, this is part of the problem. That was a joke, okay? Come on, you got to lighten up here. Well, blow me down. Where's me spinach? See, we're so busy focusing on stuff that doesn't matter. What matters right now is life and our ability to interact with the Almighty and do the right thing. That's what matters. Nothing else. That means staying healthy. For those of you who believe that your body is a temple, it is true. I mean, better off alive than dead, right? Like all of the World Economic Forum wants you. They want only 500 million people in the world. They don't want 7 billion people because obviously they're scared they can't feed all these people. So what do? Create a food shortage. Sounds like fun. And see, this is why we have Marjorie Wildcraft on the show, so we can counteract that. Why? Because we're smart people. All the people that listen to this show, I am convinced, are smart in some way, shape, or form, and all have something to contribute. The world as a stage, and you may contribute a verse. When it comes to the economy, how many of you, show of hands, how many invested in Bitcoin? I was afraid of that. Bitcoin is nearly off 55% from its November peak. 40% of holders are now underwater, according to Glassnode. 15.5% of all Bitcoin wallets fell into an unrealized loss as the world's most popular cryptocurrency plunged to the $31,000 level, tracking tech stocks lower. You see, every time we start playing in the ether, things happen. Bitcoin's close correlation to the NASDAQ challenges the argument that cryptocurrency functions as an inflation hedge. No, not doing it. Junk silver, folks. I don't keep gold bars, just junk silver. Quarters, dimes, half dollars. The more of them you can get, the better. Silver dollars? Might buy you a cart full of groceries if somebody's desperate enough to get one away from you because they want to get some baby formula, maybe. Here's the problem with trying to cash them in a regular store. You walk in with a silver dollar that's worth $27, and guess what? They're going to give you a dollar for it. Even though they look at it and say, hey, look at the face value of the coin. It's 0.999 fine silver, 0.990 fine silver. There's no copper in this thing. Here, drop it on the counter and listen to it jingle. So, still a dollar. See, this is what works well in the barter economy, folks, because people know the value of this stuff. If you used a $100 gold coin to buy a rake to tend your garden, that would be probably one of the most expensive rakes you ever bought. See, because even the standard of value and the store of value all matter, even in a barter society, even in the underground economy, which is something I have heavily studied because the IRS certainly would like to determine how the underground economy works, according to a 1980s study by Bruce Bartlett. One of these think tank guys, you know, economists that thinks he knows everything, that the government should be able to regulate the barter industry. You know what? When times get tough, the barter and the underground economy, we call it the shadow economy, kick into high gear. You remember yesterday that I was saying that baby formula, there's a shortage of it. Pharmacy chain CVS Health Corp said that it's limited in the in-store and online purchases of baby formula to 3 per order, citing what? Supply shortfall and surging consumer demand. Abbott Laboratories recalled some of its infant formula products, including Similac, in February due to complaints about bacterial infections in infants who consume the products. Somebody wrote in, says, hey, Dave, why don't you just tell the moms to breastfeed and forget about the formula? It's an idea, if you can. What about if you don't want to breastfeed past 4 or 5 months? Get a little tired of that. You know, if you're a guy, it's easy to say, hey, just put them on the breast. I remember that one time that I was born and I found out that Dolly Parton was my mom, and the doctor said, put them on a bottle. I broke out in a cold sweat. That's a joke. All right. Abbott Labs is maintaining that no formula has been distributed as tested positive for bacteria, but CVS isn't going to take any chances. They're going to limit the in-store and online purchases of baby formula products to 3 per order. So, you know, for guys to go out and say, yeah, just breastfeed them, yeah, that works if you're a guy, but not if you're a woman. You know, because after so much, you know, babies get teeth and then they start chewing. That's not a fun thing, I would think. And if you don't believe me, guys, if you haven't held a baby up to your naked chest and had the baby try and bite on you, you'll know what I'm talking about. Been there, done that. I raised 5 kids, 4 from infants. Been there, done that. You try to teach their kid the way they should go, and when they get older, they won't turn away from it. Well, that includes breastfeeding. Understand now, because of this convenient society we live in, the younger generation that we have raised up and are now parents themselves find it very inconvenient, whatever the convenient case you want to use to breastfeed. A lot of moms out there are doing it, but a majority of the moms, I would bet, given surging consumer demand, according to this article, gives me an argument. You got one? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Gas prices, ba-boom, reached an all-time high. $4.37 per gallon average, the second all-time high in 2 months. On his first day in office, Biden killed off 42,100 jobs by killing the Keystone XL pipeline. The project would have delivered 830,000 barrels of crude to the U.S. every day. We would not be in the shift show that we are in right now had he not done that. Back in November 2020, when this election thing happened, gas was at $2.11 a gallon. $4.37 a gallon today, and that's if you're in a market that is closer to the refinery. If you're in a place like Hawaii, you're paying well more than that. And we're being warned that shortages of diesel fuel and electricity are in the coming months ahead. Now, I hope that all of you are understanding what it takes. You're going to have to start growing your own food. I am in the process right now. I'm starting on the greenhouse, getting the yard fenced up so the deer can't come in and eat the food. But greenhouses serve their purpose when it comes to keeping all the garbage from the chemtrails off your food. Difficult to wash microscopic particles off your food coming out of the sky. Sherry in Kansas, what solution have you?
Well, I was, I had a great grandbaby born in March, and I tried to get my granddaughter to nurse.
Well, congratulations.
Well, she opted not to, but I bet she's wishing now. But, you know, one of the things I get on my satellite is, Amazing Discoveries. They're like a Seventh-day Adventist church is right. Who sponsors that. And they have this one guy come on. He's a herbalist, and I'm not sure if he's never really said if he was a doctor or a physician's assistant. I get the feeling he was a doctor, or he is a doctor, but he decided to go all herbal. And they do his talks on there, and he was saying that they have been successful in even helping women that didn't start off breastfeeding were able to get their milk production going so they could, and also women that adopt that didn't even go through the pregnancy. So that might be something for people to check out. Is the guy's name is Walt Cross.
Huh, Walt Cross, and he's figured out a way to get adoptive moms to breastfeed as well.
That's what he says, and
wow.
I think I've read that in Dr. John Ray Christopher's stuff, that they were able to do that, you know. And but, you know, it may come to that, huh, because, you know. And
I mean, it's the only solution I can think of, Sherry. I'm not trying to be sexist or anything here, but I'm just looking at some of the comments I get on the support at thepowerhour.com line, and a lot of them are saying, hey, why don't women just breastfeed and we can put a stop to all this artificial junk that they're putting in this formula? I said, no, I've been through this before as a parent. I know you know what's going on, Sherry. I know you know.
Well, but you, I don't know if we have any young women, you know, listening to this, but you build such an incredible bond with your child.
You do.
You know, and they're healthier. Their immune system's better. Their teeth come in straighter. There's less dental problems along, you know, in the future. There's just so many good things, you know. They haven't been able to recreate, you know, something as good as human breast milk for real, you know, for human babies.
That's right. At least
anyway,
for the time being. Before they become transhuman. Oh, God, perish the thought. Sherry, thanks so much for your call. Patrice in Ohio, welcome to the show again. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. You have something to add to this current state of affair?
Well, I was breastfeeding. I breastfed for 15 months.
Wow. Good for you.
It's not hard to end. My, you know, she never had formula. My daughter, ever. Because it's garbage.
Well, I know. You don't regret it, do you?
It's garbage.
Yeah, you don't regret it, do you?
It's garbage. Oh, absolutely not. And I worked. And I took time out of my busy schedule and pumped in my office. So it can be done. And you freeze your extra milk, and that's what you do. It's crazy because, you know, my mother had five kids, and she just thought, you know, that was what hillbillies did, breastfeeding, because she was a product of the late 20s, and sophisticated women didn't do hillbilly things like breastfeed, and I'm like, you're an idiot, because you don't know that breast milk is the best, and sorry, Mom, I have a twin brother, too, so I can understand, you know, not wanting to nurse twins, but she never breastfed any of us, because that, here again, that's what the doctor suggested, that this formula was so much better than you can produce.
Oh, my.
So she bought it hook, line, and sinker. So there you go.
That's the thing about science.
Yeah, well, here's another thing about science. So in Australia, they are outlawing you growing your own food. Did you see that?
I heard rumors.
Prime Minister put that through. Yep.
Oh, my. Yep. They really want to reduce their population and starve their population. Wow, that's just, these people are evil.
There's no other word, and there's no other word.
Thank you for that.
Because
the word.
They're just evil. They're not stupid.
Wow.
They're evil. And Joe Biden isn't stupid. He's doing exactly what his little handlers are telling him to do. He doesn't care. He'll take the fall. He doesn't care.
I know that. As long as we got the bird running around in America, which he's running all over the world, I know that. He's controlling the whole scenario, at least as we think Satan is a he. Lucifer, the angel of light. You know, everybody's heard about the bird.
Your guest yesterday, I tried to call in yesterday, but
did you?
Too late. Antichrist is a spirit, and Jesus is not a religion. And I don't know that Christians, is that in the Bible? I think you're a follower of Christ, and you leave it at that.
There you go.
You follow what you should and what he said, and for simpletons, whatever in red in the Bible, and that's what you should do.
Well, you know, it was a good conversation.
We're not here to fight against each other. We're not supposed to fight and kill each other. That's not
supposed
what we're supposed to be doing. At all.
You're right about that.
So,
well, we appreciate your call, Patrice. Thank you so much for your contribution and your solution to this. Yeah, I definitely think that when all hell breaks loose and food is a shortage, women, you're going to have to turn to breastfeeding to take care of your children, if that's the case, the young ones I'm talking about. I'm not talking about your teenagers. They don't need that. They're way past that point. Some of these people, you have to tell them, it's like, you know, please don't put your hair dryer in the bathtub. You remember those stickers, those labels they put on there? The reason they did it is because somebody actually tried to dry their hair in the bathtub and got jabbed. You got electrocuted, right? Oh, well, such is life. We're going to be joined at the top of this hour by Ed McCabe from Oxygen America Products, which we feature here at the Power Mall, followed by Power Hour J. We're going to talk all about this and how beneficial this stuff is after we take this break. We will be back here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
I've heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.